Hello, and welcome back. Today we are going to go deep into the mysteries and magic of success spells. Whatever you need to make your life a successful, happy, satisfied life, we are going to teach you the spells you need right here. Witches have been using success spells for centuries to help them tap into the abundance of the earth. And as long as you remember the basic principles of Wicca, you can do the same. By now, you should remember the Wicca read, Harm None. So it's perfectly fine to do a spell to manifest success and abundance. Go right ahead. Just make sure that by doing so, you're not taking away from someone else. For instance, never cast a spell that asks to give you something that belongs to someone else, like your neighbor's car or your best friend's designer bag. It's okay to ask for these things, and there is enough abundance in the universe to give them to you without taking it away from someone else. Got that? Good. Let's begin. Now let's talk about what you need to achieve with your magical practice of success spells. Maybe you know exactly what you want already. Maybe you're just looking for the perfect spell to get what you want. And if you do know, then that's great, but not everyone is as lucky. Not everyone knows their true heart's desire. Not everyone has the security of knowing what it is they are supposed to be doing. They don't know what path will bring them the most success and happiness in life. There are a few ways for you to discover your path in life. Most people know deep down what it is they should be doing, but they convince themselves that for some reason or another, they can't do it. They tell themselves they won't make enough money, it's too much work, or they don't have what it takes, a million and one other reasons. The trick is to get past all of those excuses and get in touch with your inner self and your true desires. So I want you to try this exercise. Imagine that you are living in a world where you cannot fail. Everything you try to do, you know that you will succeed. So, what would you be doing? What would you study? Where would you live? What would your job be? What would your family look like? What would your dream house look like? Try to imagine these things in as much detail as you can. Write them down. This is your path, and these should be your goals. And with the help of magic, you can eliminate your fears and doubts and ensure your success. Now, if you have trouble with this exercise, then your true desires might be too deep in your subconscious mind to reach without a little help. So, I'd like you to give this guided meditation a try. Find a quiet place and listen to the sound of my voice and trust that your inner mind will guide you to where it needs to be. Please don't do this while driving or doing some kind of activity such as walking or biking. Sit comfortably with your back straight, but not stiff, and your hands resting on your knees. I want you to breathe deeply now. Inhale through your nose, taking in as much refreshing air as you can. One, two, three, four. Good. Now exhale through your mouth. And as you inhale, feel the tension leaving your body. Inhale long, slow, deep breaths, then exhale and feel your body relax more and more. Relax all the tension in your body. Feel all the muscles in your body relax, starting with your shoulders and moving down in a powerful wave to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Breathe in and relax. Now, once you're totally relaxed, reach inward, inside your mind. You find yourself in a field surrounded by trees. You're on the edge of a deep, peaceful forest. You can hear the birds singing and feel a gentle breeze blowing across your face. The sun is shining and it warms your face and hands. Take a moment to enjoy the peacefulness you feel in this place. It's your safe place. Then, when you're ready, start walking towards the forest. With each step you take, you feel the magic of this place, the peacefulness and serenity of the woods. With each step, you take, you are more deeply in touch with your spiritual inner self. Feel the grass under your feet, and as you get closer and closer to the trees, you see a narrow path in front of you. This is the path that will guide you through the forest. As you step onto the path and into the forest, you notice the deep, dark green of the trees around you. You notice the sunlight filtering through the canopy of trees above you. You see birds and small animals flittering by, and you keep walking along this narrow path. As you continue walking down the path, it gets narrower, and the trees and bushes start getting closer together, and yet you keep walking. After a while, you reach the end of the path, and right in front of you is a giant, ancient tree. This tree is directly in your path, and there is no way around it. Imagine hanging from the tree, right in front of you, within your grasp, is a bag. You pull the bag off the tree, and you're curious to know what's inside. You open the bag, and the bag starts to glow with a bright white light. You reach your hand inside the bag and pull out a small piece of paper. This paper has something written on it, a message that you know is meant only for you. You read the message, you understand it, you memorize it, and then you slowly put the paper back in the bag and hang it back on the tree. This message is perfectly clear to you. You are thankful to the tree and the forest for giving you this message. And as you turn around and walk back down the narrow path, walking out of the forest, as you return to the field, you feel the magic of the forest slowly fading away. You are returning to the world you left behind. You are suddenly aware of your breathing, aware of your slow inhale and exhale, aware of your surroundings, but you are still deeply relaxed and peaceful. When you are ready to leave the field, open your eyes slowly. You have returned, but you have brought an important message with you. What was the message you learned in the forest through your meditation? Many times, this meditation will reveal something very important about yourself that can guide you and help you make decisions. Use this meditation whenever you are feeling confused or lost. Now let's talk about spells for financial success. These are the spells you can use when you are in need of a windfall. Remember, these spells are not to be used out of greed, but instead out of a genuine need for financial prosperity. If you perform one of these spells with the wrong intentions, be very aware of the consequences. This spell is called the Silver Moon spell. Use it when you want to attract abundance. To perform this spell, you will need your magic broom and circle to clear the space, your cauldron or another metal bowl, fresh water, and a silver coin. This spell should be done during the full moon. Choose an outdoor space where you have a clear view of the moon without any trees or houses blocking it. Sweep your magical space with the broom and create a magic circle using natural elements such as stones or twigs. Fill the cauldron half full with water and position it so that the light of the full moon is reflected in the water of the cauldron. Drop the silver coin into the cauldron. Gently sweep your hands just above the surface of the water, symbolizing gathering the silver of the moon. As you do this, say the incantation, "Lovely Lady of the Moon, bring to me your wealth right soon. Fill my hands with your silver and gold. All you give my hands will hold." Concentrate deeply on your needs and focus on the thought of the endless abundance that exists. Focus on attracting a piece of that abundance to you. When you have finished your spell, pour out the water onto the ground. Take the silver coin and keep it in your pocket until your fortunes begin to change. Another spell for changing your fortunes, this is especially good if you want to win the lottery, is the kissing candle spell. Some people also call it the candle kissing spell. To perform this spell, you will need your magic broom, circle, and altar, a green candle, a white candle, and cinnamon oil to anoint the candles. To perform the spell, once again, use your magic broom to sweep the area and prepare your magic circle. Remember to also prepare your mind. Set your altar with the green candle on the left side and the white candle on the right side. Anoint the candles with the cinnamon oil, concentrating on your desire. Set the candles on your altar 9 inches apart, exactly. The green candle represents money and prosperity, and the white candle represents you. After you place the candles, say the following incantation. God of luck and God of power, send me your fortune at this fateful hour. And bring to me the wealth I need, to my humble request, please take heed. Repeat the spell for 9 days. Each day, move the candles an inch closer together. When the candles kiss or touch, the spell is complete. Just don't forget to buy a lottery ticket. Now, here's a spell that you can use to have the dream home you've always wanted. Everyone has a dream house that they imagine is the perfect home for their family. Now, magic can help you get the house that you've been dreaming of. This spell will help you build your dream house. To perform this spell, you will need your magic altar, a large cardboard box, and other art supplies like markers, crayons, colored paper, colored pencils, etc., a black candle, a piece of paper, lucky lodestone oil, which can be found online or in occult stores, some sand, and a dish of honey. First, create a model of your dream home with the box. Make it as detailed as possible. Use any supplies you can think of, even pictures from a magazine. Now prepare the black candle by carving your name and birthday into the wax. Anoint the candle with the lucky lodestone oil. Take the sheet of paper and write a letter to the universe. Tell the universe exactly what your dream home looks like while being as specific as possible. It's best to use white parchment paper and blue ink. For example, you could write, "My future home will have a 3-car garage and a large backyard with a gazebo." Place the letter inside the box and a white candle on top of the letter. Sprinkle the sand in the dish of honey and smear the mixture on the inner walls of your house model. Light the candle and make sure to keep it supervised at all times. It is a very bad symbol to burn down your house. Visualize yourself in your new dream house, safe, content, and happy. Put out the candle as soon as it is necessary or as soon as you feel the spell is complete. You may repeat the spell again using a new candle until you see results. But don't forget to start house hunting, because your dream home isn't just going to fall onto your head. And if your dream home is out of your price range at the moment, don't worry. Take the necessary steps to attract additional income with the help of the wealth spells I've shared with you already. Be persistent and don't lose your focus, and your spells will bear fruit. Now I'd like to talk about spells for another aspect of success, your job and career. Many people don't like their jobs. They are unhappy because they don't feel like they're doing what they really want to do. If you're dissatisfied with your job, it might be time for a change. Remember, success isn't measured just by the size of your paycheck. It matters how happy and fulfilled you feel too. Your perfect job will do both. And here's a great charm to find a job within 9 days. This charm will only work if you are seriously and intensively looking for a job, sending out resumes, and scheduling interviews. To perform the job hunting charm, you will need the following supplies: a cinnamon stick, a High John the Conqueror root. This can be found typically online or at occult stores. Greener gold thread, 3 Kings Oil. This is made of frankincense oil, oil of myrrh, and spikenard, and a red flannel drawstring bag. to make this charm, tie the cinnamon stick and the high John the Conqueror root together with the thread. Anoint them with the Three Kings oil and place them in the bag. Every morning before you go out job hunting, anoint the charm with a bit more oil. Keep it in your pocket or bag as you go out to look for a job. This can also work if you're looking for clients. If your situation is the same after 9 days, you may want to look at different alternatives or change your game plan. It could be a signal that the field you are looking for or looking in is not right for you, or that you may find opportunities elsewhere. If that does happen, or if you feel you need guidance on your next career move, the next spell is perfect for you. This spell is called the long-term career spell. Here's how you perform this spell. On a piece of paper, write down all the obstacles you can think of that are blocking your success. Include everything: the economy, specific people like your nasty boss, every circumstance and every situation that opposes your success. Try to be as specific as possible. Now, for each obstacle on your list, get a black candle. And for each candle, carve one of the obstacles on your list onto the candle. It's best if you have an odd number of candles. Anoint each candle with cinnamon oil. Burn one candle each night and scorch the edges of your paper a little bit each night. Do not burn your list completely until the final night and the final candle. It's okay if your list has 27 items. That will require 27 candles, 27 nights. After you've burned your last black candle, take a gold or green candle. Gold and green are the colors of success. Choose a green candle if your main goal is to make more money, a gold one if it is to find a more satisfying career. On a new piece of paper, list everything you want in a job, your dream job, if you will. Be as specific as possible. As your green or gold success candle burns, burn this paper as well. Focus and concentrate on manifesting your dream job. Now that you have eliminated all obstacles in your path with the black candles, it's time to start focusing on attracting success. Be patient. The answers will come to you, and new opportunities will make themselves available. Don't be afraid of these opportunities. It's a natural reaction. Recognize them for what they are and go for it. Now, what if you already have a good job, but would like to make more money doing it? If you feel that you're not being paid what you deserve, you can call on your Wicca skills to help you get the raise or promotion you need. All you need is this simple charm bag with the following ingredients: a red drawstring flannel bag, a small lodestone, a high John the Conqueror root, attraction oil, which is made of allspice, cinnamon, and the oil of frankincense, a dollar bill, and gold thread. To make the charm, first align your intentions. Anoint the lodestone and the high John the Conqueror root with the attraction oil. Anoint the corners of the dollar bill with the oil as well. Rolling towards you, roll the lodestone and root up inside the bill. Visualize good fortune and good charisma rolling into your life as you do this. Visualize the raise or promotion you would like, seeing it happening vividly in your mind. Tie the dollar bill with the gold thread and place it in the red drawstring bag. Put it in your pocket or bag and carry it with you as a charm for success. When you ask for your raise or promotion, remember to make eye contact, to smile, and to radiate confidence and competence. You know you deserve the raise or promotion. So explain calmly and confidently why they should give it to you. And feel even more confident knowing that you have the powerful magic of your charm backing you up. Now it's time to share some amazing, powerful spells for academic success. If you want to pass an exam, then along with your studying, you need this spell called Simply Brain Power. To correctly perform this spell, you'll need just two simple supplies: a green candle and oil success, or success oil, which is a mixture of a few drops of bay oil, frankincense, sandalwood, and vetiver, that's V-E-T-I-V-E-R, mixed into a vase of jojoba oil, J-O-J-O-B-A oil. Take the candle and carve your name, your birthday, and the date of your exam or your deadline, and the name of the course or subject if you wish. Anoint the candle with the oil, light it, and place it next to you while you study. The success oil can also be used right before an exam. Dab some on your forehead and hands to bring you success. Dab it on the corners of papers before you turn them in. This will enhance your confidence, your memory, and your chances of getting a great grade. Here's another magic potion that you can mix up to help improve your memory and concentration while you're studying. To make your magic memory aid, sprinkle some ground cinnamon and cloves into a dish of honey. Add a few drops of pure vanilla extract. Let this fragrant potion sit on your desk while you study for at least an hour. Right before the exam, take a sprig of fresh rosemary, dip it in the potion, and rub it against the back of your neck. Sure, it's a little sticky, but that's the point. It ensures that the information you need for the test sticks right where you need it. And with a lot of studying and some magical help, you will be ready to ace the test and ensure your success. Last but of course not least, I'd like to share with you a very important spell for obtaining your heart's desire. Many of us have secret desires that no one knows about. Maybe because we think people will laugh at us if they know, or maybe we're just not ready to admit them to the world yet, or even to ourselves. But that doesn't mean you can't achieve your secret desires, even if it's something or someone that we crave with such urgency that it goes beyond words. Using this spell, you can easily do just that. Here's what you'll need: your magic broom, your circle and your altar, a red candle, and the right mindset. One or two drops each of these essential oils: cinnamon, frankincense, patchouli, and velvet, mixed in a base of a jojoba oil, a horseshoe, a piece of paper, and some tweezers. To perform the secret desires spell, first sweep the area with your magic broom, clearing away all negative energies. Lay your magic circle using candles or a cord or string. Set up your altar with a candle, oil mixture, and horseshoe. Make sure you also have matches, your paper and a pen, and the tweezers. Anoint the candle, the red one, with your mixture of oils. Place the horseshoe around the candle with the open end towards you. Write your secret desire on the piece of paper as clearly and concisely as you can. Fold the paper twice, forming a square. State your secret desire either out loud or silently and light the candle. Using the tweezers, pull the paper to the flame of the fire. Be careful and don't burn your fingers. Visualize yourself happy and fully satisfied that your secret desire has come true. Burn the paper till there's nothing left but ashes. Remain with the candle until it has burnt out, all the while visualizing the fulfillment of your secret desire. This spell is very versatile and can be used in just about any situation. If you can't find a spell for the thing you desire, use this spell and it will be very effective. And remember, like all spells you cast, concentrate, visualize, and intention are all very important. It's not enough to light the candles and say the words. You have to really mean and put feeling behind your spell. Magic is your way of working your will in the world. The stronger your will, the stronger the effects of your spell will be. I hope that through our exploration of many types of success spells, that you have found the perfect spell for your unique situation. I hope the practice of these ancient spells gives you the success and happiness that you desire. And I hope, as you continue to deepen your practice of Wicca and magic, that you find the fulfillment and joy that these practices can bring you. Next time, you will be learning about defense and protective spells, how to protect yourself and your loved ones from all kinds of negative dark forces.